This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
You know that broadcast healing officially kicks into gear when Dr. Batar wakes up in time for advanced medicine. Hey, Dr. Batar, how are you, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. You know, it's happened to me behind the scenes. Like, wait, you mean there's a show to do today? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We got lots of good stuff, lots of broadcast healing. In fact, last hour, I really picked on the New Yorkers. Do you have anybody, you know anybody who lives in the New York City area?
Yeah, quite a few people, actually.
Well, the reason was is that, and probably not the people you know, but there was like a news report announcing that they were going to begin dumping larvicide in areas around New York City because of the fear of the Zika virus and the mosquitoes that supposedly carry it.
Okay.
And they have parents on there going, oh, thank goodness, I'm so glad they're going to take care of this. And it's like, it's the larvicide that are going to spray on you that's actually causing the microcephaly, not the Zika virus.
Yeah, this is a very common thing. Again, we've talked about with the virus hunters or the bacterial hunters, and they'll blame something on a virus or bacteria, which is actually based upon something else that industry or big pharma or agriculture, some other industries actually exposing the people to. So yeah, that's a very common theme.
Yeah, it's just spray my kids, right? This is the way that we destroy ourselves. And as I said, those of you who listen to this show every week or 6 days, however many, you probably see through a lot of this. But I get exasperated because, you know, part of me, I'll be honest, I mean, I like to help people, but I recognize, too, at some point that I can't help those people that are not willing to open their eyes and ears to see and hear what's going really on. What's really going on, I should say.
Hey, you seem like you're like on a methamphetamine or something, Robert.
I told you.
John, is that just me, or does he seem like he's like pressured speech and kind of...
Maybe it's the CBD.
I'm ornery tonight. When I opened with that story of people in New York City, that's where I was born. I was like, you dunderheads. I can't believe it. You're still, I mean, the ignorance, the level of ignorance out there. It's not one of those days where I'm feeling like, yeah, people are getting it. It's like, no, New Yorkers are not getting it. They're going to get it, but not in a good way.
But you even started the show by saying something about, you know, I wake up and thinking, is this the day to do the show? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Don, do you know what he's talking about?
It's Monday.
I don't know where that came from. It is.
Well, we start our broadcast week yesterday, but that's okay. We really warm it up just for your appearance here. And, of course, what we've got to talk about sort of relates to that New York story. Except that we're talking about farmland and pasture land and the fact that children living in these agricultural areas are developing leukemia, brain tumors, and other childhood cancers at an accelerated rate. What do they have in common with what they're about to do in New York City?
Yeah, you know, this is something that I've seen. My observation started with this probably... Let's see, 1998. So if you remember the Truth About Cancer DVD that you narrated, Robert.
Yes.
The cover of that DVD is a person by the name of Rocky. He was a farmer out of Kentucky. And we had four farmers that came out of that same county that I treated with cancer. Three of them were pancreatic cancer. One was small bowel cancer. What was interesting was that they were all farmers. And so I think this ties back into what we're talking about with the children. The story that we're talking about with the children, where the children living in agricultural areas are developing higher incidence of leukemia, brain tumors, etc. And then also one of the other stories, the cancer-stricken farmers through Monsanto Roundup. Now, the correlation here is there's something to do with agriculture, something to do with cancer, and is it that agriculture creates cancer? And, of course, the answer is no, that's not true, but there is something that they do, and most agricultural, large agricultural operations at least, that are not dedicated to organic, clean, mm-hmm. non-GMO type of cultivation of agricultural. And so, you know, when you start looking at this, obviously I'm talking about the insecticides, the pesticides, the fertilizers, all these different components that have a very high persistent component. Some of these things actually persist within the body for 2-3 generations. There are a number of different substances that were used for either insecticides or as the fertilizers that were part of the Dirty Dozen, what they listed as the Dirty Dozen. This is, they're basically banned from the big 8 countries, and the sad part is that they were in industrial use and or agricultural use for over 50 years before they were designated as the Dirty Dozen and then banned from most countries. So these particular substances, I'm talking about things like dioxin, and there's a number of different substances, but when you start looking at these substances and you see them now, they're not even being utilized or haven't been utilized in the last 20 years, and yet they are still found in humans in quite extensive amounts because they've persisted through our food and water cycle and generational to generations, where they've created problems with children that are being born deformed because it was in their, the mothers had it, and their mothers, the mothers had it, so it's second, third generational now. And of course, I'm talking about some extreme components, but it's all over the place. It's kind of like a cockroach. You see one, there's a thousand behind the wall. Well, that's the same thing. You see one type of instance, one type of chemical that's causing these type of birth defects or whatever we're talking about, there's a thousand and 10,000 different other components that they're also listing in people, and part of that is the higher incidence of cancer.
Yes.
And many other types of problems. So the cancers are not just from this, but then you add the indiscriminate use of vaccinations, and you're putting all these foreign substances into a child's body or into a female's body that's going to get pregnant, and then that's affecting the child. And so to have these increased levels of cancers in children, it's not surprising at all. In fact, it's shocking to me that how the human body is able to continue to withstand all the pressures and all the burdens and still continues to function in most of the cases.
Yeah, when we have a detoxification system that's still functional, we have an ability to withstand to some degree this exposure until we don't eventually. And, you know, one of our messages has been for many years is to become your own farmer. And, you know, this is the irony of this story, is like the children living up, growing up, being raised on farms are most exposed to toxic chemicals, which you would think would be an inner city issue, right, with exhaust and other things. But the reality is the closer you are to the production and the exposure, the more devastating it can be, and you're downrange or downwind, and yes, there's an impact in the cities. We wouldn't argue against that there isn't, but the reality is it's not as gross an exposure, a macro exposure. It's more like subtle exposures over time through the food, which can devastate over time, and certain children are much more vulnerable. We've talked about that over the years. And yet at the same time, the encouraging thing that I would like to see is that we all become our own farmers. Last Friday, Liam was on the show. He talked about everybody is, if people say, I'm a vegetarian or I'm a meat eater. No, you're not. You're a truckitarian. If you're not growing all your own food, you are a truckitarian because you're eating food that was grown somewhere else and it was shipped to you by oil-based trucks. And it's like, what happens if the trucks stop rolling for a little while? What are you eating then?
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting, you know, question to pose to the public, because mm-hmm. I would say the vast majority of the population falls underneath that category of a truckitarian or a train or a whatever type of, you know, somebody who's relying on their food to be transported to them. That's the vast majority.
Is Amazon going to deliver food on drones? Will we be dronetarians for a while? I don't know. Where is it going? But I don't like the thought of that. Even, you know, living in hurricane-infested regions of the world for a lot of years, there are times where, you know, power's knocked out, trucks are knocked out, and you realize how people go hungry, the bare cupboards that happen in the grocery stores in 24 hours or less. and you think if the trucks aren't going to replenish that in 24 hours, what happens next?
Yeah, it's you know, it is a very interesting question to ask. Whether or not, you know, from in a modern day standpoint, how many people have enough land to grow? Well, now you're starting to talk about the logistics and some of the other components and restrictions that people have, but I've seen people growing plants, growing food in the aquaponics vertical tower type contraptions, and you know, amazing amount of produce that they can produce in a very limited amount of space. So, yeah, it's, I've seen even those aquaponic gardens on the top of rooftops in major urban
urban centers.
And so,
that's right.
Yeah, so it's definitely possible. The real answer comes down to, are people willing to put forward the effort and the time that's necessary to do this? And, you know, in our modern world of everything being convenience-oriented, I just don't know how practical that is. And, you know, it's difficult. Even, I mean, I'm very much in the same line of thought as you are. I mean, we have our own cows. We milk them. We, you know, we grow many of our own vegetables. Not all of them, but we grow some of our own stuff.
Yes.
Probably more extreme than most people, but it's not an easy thing. You know, if I didn't have staff that I could have that help with that, people on the farm, it would be very difficult to do that.
Well, it is. It's true. And the thing is, when we are typically become a crisis-oriented species because we become very complacent in the age of basically cheap energy to the point of almost being free, that we have our oil slaves. They can grow food elsewhere, ship it in, so why bother, right? And at the very least, you know, I know we don't have to yet. We don't have to grow our own food, right? It's still flowing. It's still coming to our... But I at least want to impart on the kids, right, that there is an ability to grow some of your food, if not all of it, depending. And there are people that are doing it. I never did. I didn't have that upbringing. And I'm embracing it, endorsing it, and really enjoying it. The more I spend time out there, the more sane I feel.
Yeah, this is really an interesting point because I'm not even sure if I want to talk about this on the air, but I do agree with you that even when I'm looking at a place, you know, if I'm looking at a place to, you know, potentially moving somewhere, I am actually looking for that sustainability factor. You know, where exactly is it? How is the land positioned? Is it close to water so that you can have access to water independent of the normal water supply, like the city water or the county water, something where it's independent, whether it's in an aquifer, whether it's in a well, whether it's on a river. That's one big thing, the sustainability aspect. Is there a way to actually harvest food if, God forbid, something were to happen? Like, does it have orchards, you know, close to the ocean or a lake where you can fish, et cetera, et cetera?
I want people thinking about that, Dr. Bitar. Listen, you know what is sustainable? Advanced medicine. This is the kind of medicine that keeps on giving and brings you back to the health that you want and or need in order to do the things we're talking about here. Check it out, medicalrewind.com if you ever miss a show. RobertScottBell.com as well. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss an advanced medicine segment or whole show, you can catch them easily at medicalrewind.com. Hundreds of hours of broadcasts over the years together with Dr. Rasha Bitar doing advanced medicine. Also, of course, our archives are up, the fastest place to go, right here on our syndicator, GCN, in addition to the stations that you're listening to. And then we have Talk Network and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and UK Health Radio and SoundCloud. So you got lots of ways to download into your digits and gadgets and fidgets and fadgets, whatever these things are that people carry around now. Dr. Bitar, my daughter, you know, is almost 11. She's asking for an iPhone. I'm like, no, honey, you're not getting one of those things. And it's like I waited for Elijah to become a full-fledged teenager before we would allow him to have a phone because I'm sensitive to these things. I know we're in the world of technology, but I kind of want to minimize the exposures if I can.
Yeah, I mean, cell phones, ambient cell phone radiation is probably one of the biggest problems with the planet that we don't even recognize. But, you know, it's more the cell towers more than the phones that are problematic. But are you talking about more from a health energetic disruption standpoint? Or are you talking about more because of the social implications of becoming entrenched on your social media and the phone?
Yeah, you know, I think any and all. I say, Ari, you need to just play with your friends, keep playing soccer, keep practicing your piano and singing, do more of that. You don't need to be texting every moment to your friends. You're going to be a teenager soon. I know that's going to be coming, but for now, don't rush. And backtracking, because the EM fields disruption, it also plays into what we're talking about with the herbicides and the fungicides and the pesticides, like the farmers. In your medical career, how often have you seen a validation of what these articles are saying in terms of these rural folks, these on-the-farm folks, and their exposures and the resulting cancers?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know whether we just said it on the air or whether we said it during a break, but I've treated early on four, this is like in the first probably 7-8 years of my private practice, I had four farmers from the same county in Kentucky, three that had pancreatic cancer and one that had a small bowel cancer. And it's interesting that, I mean, of course, we've treated many people in the agricultural and or I've had actually a couple of NASCAR people that I've treated too. Exposure to chronic cadmium, mercury, lead over years, and you know, develop which I believe that's one of the, as you know, it's one of the seven toxicities. That's in fact first the seven toxicities, and then persistent organic pollutants is the second one. But it's chronic toxicity overload, and the most important one out of all of those is actually the emotional psychological aspect. I think if a person doesn't have the right mindset, the right life, the right way of living their life, then they're more exposed to the rest of the people. And yes, this is a tangible type of an issue where cancer starts because of some type of toxicity. But many times, you know, even if you can reverse that or remove that toxicity, if their mindset is not right, the emotional psychological aspect, that's a commonality in all the cancer patients, how they think, their victim mentality, their, you know, their carrying baggage, emotional baggage, a lot of emotional trauma, a lot of resentment, a lot of bitterness, you know, all these different types of things. So it's all a combination of different components. But I found that if you can't resolve the emotional psychological aspect, regardless of whether you can resolve the other things, you're not going to be able to resolve the issue unless you can deal with that emotional psychological aspect. But coming back to your original question, I tend to, you've never noticed me tend to, like, you know, go off on a tangent, have you?
Never. That would not happen. In fact, I would send Superdon over to clear that up right away.
Exactly, and I would appreciate that. But the point is that if you look at from an agricultural standpoint, there are many people that have been exposed to various types of agricultural products, and I believe that has increased the level of incidence of cancer in our younger population. And of course, so many of these people, the farmers, they've, you know, the cancer is associated with an age issue. So they say when you increase beyond the age of 40, the incidence of cancer increases exponentially. But we're seeing many of these childhood cancers that weren't that prevalent now increasing in frequency. And I think it's because of the exposure. And as this article, you know, talks about, as this particular study talks about, in the specific type of pediatric population that they're finding the increase in exposure. But then you start looking at not just in a patient population with the increased exposure to agricultural products, such as the, not products, meaning the food products that they're creating, but the things that they're using in industry, whether it be fertilizers to increase the produce, or whether you're talking about the various types of insecticides and pesticides, you start looking, there's another correlation too, and I guess we're getting coming on a break, so I'll...
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll revisit that also, another persistent organic pollutant, and it relates to last week and our humble and lovable producer, Superdon. We got a follow-up comment of the day, maybe questions for him, and Dr. Batar will take care of it after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, we don't have the time, honestly, every week when we're together, Dr. Picard, to go into every detail of everything, you know, about all the correlations, the causations, and everything. So I want to encourage, especially all of our new listeners, if you haven't done so already, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, Dr. Batar's international best-selling book, available all over the world in many languages now. But you can get it through Amazon very easy, or you go to drbatar.com. There are links up. We've got them linked up. And that'll be the way to go to get you where you need to go, beyond what we do together, doing advanced medicine, an hour of our broadcast week. Just a reminder, that's all. Just a reminder. All right.
Well,
since,
thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Since we're all so quiet,
you guys have the connection.
No, since we're all so quiet, we will go back to our listeners who have questions and comments of the day.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And this question just came in, and it's directed at our humble and lovable producer, Super Don. For Mark D. Mark D. strikes again, geez. Super D. He says, is Don trying to quit smoking right now? He sounds like he's on edge today.
What?
Right? What? I'm the one on edge. Super Don.
Do I sound like I'm on edge?
I don't know. Last week, Dr. Batar.
Cool as a cucumber.
He is. Totally. It's me. I'm the one on edge because we'll find out about what Super Don's doing. But last week, Dr. Batar brought that up on the air. And, you know, Super Don was running and hiding for cover, but it didn't work.
I was not.
Wait a second. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. I asked for permission first, if I could, and Super Don said it was okay.
Yeah,
and
but you pressured him. It was peer pressure.
Yeah, but I've known that for 6 years. I mean, Don, how many times have I seen you in person, and I have not given you crap about that?
I can't think of any, so, you know.
he doesn't give you crap about it. It's true.
But
he cares
okay.
about you.
That's but, okay.
But there was a previous one we've been holding up from Mark D. earlier in the week. And he says, Don, I think it was because of last week what Dr. Batar did. I just found out today that you smoke. Do you know that if you take in, 100 trillion free radicals in every puff? That's Mark D. He says, do you also know that glutathione is your body's natural antioxidants? Do you also know that your glutathione production goes up by 700% when doing a coffee enema? Dude! That's
Robert,
Mark D.
Robert, whatever yeah. you do, do not take yeah. a coffee enema because you don't need your antioxidants decreasing anymore, man. You're on edge.
But Mark D. says, only because I love you, man, Super Don. So he cares.
I understand. And listen, uh-huh. here's the deal. Okay, when we brought this up last week, you know, I've already been leaning the direction of, you know, just going, hey, you know, I need to quit this. Yeah, I don't even enjoy it anymore. It's just, you know, it's a bad habit. And I was already leaning that direction. And after last week, and you know what, Mark D, I'll even give you some credit here on this. I have decided finally, all right, you know what, everybody's jumping my crap about this situation, and I'm getting ready to do it anyway. I might as well just do it. So starting tomorrow, I'm done.
You're done?
You know, I think... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Robert. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think the reason, the real motivation is the Super Don got that statistic, which I was not aware of, the glutathione increasing from the coffee enema, and I think that was so appealing to Don that he decided he was going to cut you off and justify that coffee enema. Now, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, to be all serious, the coffee enemas are probably one of the most beneficial things that a person can do to clean themselves up. I mean, it's something that we use in our cancer protocols, and it really is. I did not know that it increased to 700%. I would actually be interested in that reference. So if he has that reference, I would love to get that.
Yeah, Mark D. I know he's got game. He brings it every time we mention this. And so if you've got a reference to the 700%, because we don't know. It could be 690%. We don't know.
I don't care if it's 3,000%. I'm still not going to do it.
Oh, man, you are so...
That's not what you said when we took a break, Super Don.
I thought
Yeah.
We've broken him down.
No, I'll get my glutathione from the One World Whey.
You'll do some whey protein and some selenium.
There you go.
But you had said on the break that anytime a guy mentions a coffee enema and it says, only because I love you, man, you get a little nervous.
Those really shouldn't go together in the same sentence.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you know, Dr. Batar, true to your mission, you're bringing the healing to Super Don as well. So I'm very pleased about that. So we'll keep up with that and get the updates. And Mark,
by the way, I'm going cold turkey on this thing. So if tomorrow I am on edge, you'll know why.
Right. So eat a cold crawfish.
All the people that I know that have actually successfully kicked the habit, they all have done it cold turkey. They set a date in their mind. In fact, one of my attending physicians, whose claim to fame was that he had broken every bone in his body because he was a bronco rider and he broke horses, and I think he had like 600 bones in his body he'd broken at some point. But he told me that what he recommended to patients to stop smoking was to set a date and then start smoking double what you normally smoke up to that point. And he said that most people would just start throwing up and they'd be so tired and sick of it. And cold turkey comes and it stops, and then from that point on, there would be the opposite, where even somebody smoking, you know, a football field away from them would repulse them and elicit all sorts of, you know, very, very powerful sentiments against a person who's smoking. So have you noticed that how smokers, ex-smokers, can't stand the smoke, stand the smell of smoke anymore? They just get really repulsed by it. Have you noticed that?
That's a stupid question.
There is this funny, weird thing about people who do smoke.
Mm-hmm.
They may smoke, but if the smoke from their own cigarette happens to go up their own nose, this is true. It's like, oh my God, you know, you're coughing, blah, you know, oh, that's gross and stuff like that. From your own very own cigarette, you can inhale it and it's normal and it seems fine, but if you smell the smoke from your own cigarette, it's repulsive.
Hmm.
Explain that one. I don't even know why that happens, but it's true.
I don't know, but I mean, you know, that aversion.
For me personally, I mean, I don't care whose cigarette it is, it's repulsive. I'm an equal opportunity hater of smoking. The smell of smoking. I don't care whether it's my cigarette, somebody else's cigarette. Of course, I'm being facetious, but I don't smoke. But it is something that I've heard people have a different response depending on when they've stopped smoking. Once they've stopped smoking,
right.
This is the first time, Don, I'm hearing that a person themselves who is smoking still will be repulsed by the smell of cigarette smoke. But
interesting. Now, one of the things in the recovery as you're removing from the physical, I mean, obviously the habit thing, but the physical addiction can be real, and your body starts then strengthening the detox pathways. And oftentimes smokers will end up coughing more when they quit because the body will start rejecting the accumulation that has become adapted to receiving on a chronic basis. So anything we can do, is since you're not going to do the coffee, to support your liver, we want to do.
Just going to rub some dirt on it, you know. Just rub some dirt on it, walk it off, it'll be fine. No, seriously, listen, this isn't the first time I've done this. I have, you know, I've relapsed. But it usually takes about a week to get over the physical part of it.
Okay.
And then after that, it's just breaking the old habit, that's it.
All right, send good thoughts to Super Don to support him, however you do it. And Dr. Batar, if you have any other tips to support him, we want to hear them.
Well, I honestly, some of the things, they're in the 9 steps, we talk about them, but exercise is a very important thing. I have heard people tell me the reason they did not stop smoking was because when they did, they started gaining weight. And so instead of gaining weight, they decided to continue smoking, which is really a pathetic excuse. But just make sure you're exercising, Don.
Yep, that's part of the plan as well.
Cool, very cool. Now, there's another story here I want to get to. We were reviewing on the break. The headline reads, use of complementary alternative medicine affects initiation of chemotherapy in cancer patients. And as we were reading this, I wasn't sure where the conclusion, what were they going to draw from this? Was it a good thing or a bad thing or a neutral thing? And you pointed out that this was research led by a naturopathic PhD, Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. And their conclusion, did you catch that conclusion, Dr. Batar?
I did. It was almost like an apologetic type of a conclusion that, you know, maybe you should. Well, go ahead, Robert, you pull it up, because I pulled up another study here while we were talking, so you go ahead and read the conclusion, but I find it to be a little pathetic.
Yeah, so this naturopath PhD says we should have oncologists really investigate or ascertain the use of complementary alternative medicine among their patients, especially dietary supplement use, because they're concerned that those patients are not initiating clinically indicated chemotherapy as soon as they are instructed to do so by their oncologist. And this is a naturopath saying this. And this doesn't surprise me, but it's...
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is the part that's really irritating, is that instead of recognizing the benefit or saying that there may be some benefit, they're saying that the use of complementary medicine should be used as a barometer of increased risk of not starting chemo. That's just really...
Right. But this goes in line with Dr. Batar. When I spoke at the gastroenterology conference that was hosted by one of the oldest or the oldest naturopathic college in the country in Portland, I spoke there as a homeopath, and I was the only practitioner there because it was all naturopaths and then me. I was the only one that didn't mention a drug for recovery of GI issues. Every one of the naturopaths in their protocols included a pharmaceutical FDA-approved drug. And I was like, what are these naturopaths or medical doctors? What are we dealing with here? And it tells you how much the Flexner Report has engulfed and devoured complementary and alternative medicine, so to speak, by devouring chewing up and spitting out the competitive fields of healing like naturopathy?
Well, this is the reason that, Robert, you know, in private I've said that there's one group of physicians that hates me more than the conventional guys, and that's the alternative and complementary docs. They hate me even more because I call them out on their garbage, and this is the exact kind of garbage. You know what? They try to do the same thing as drug medicine, but they're using a natural substance, and then in conjunction with the pharmaceutical. And to me, like, what is natural about that? And of course, you know, I call myself out on it. But I'm doing certain things and it's not natural, so I don't like to be called a natural doctor. It's semantics, perhaps somebody would say, but I don't prescribe any drugs. But I use a lot of synthetic and a lot of intravenous, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing natural about that, as we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really bad when you start talking to people and the doctors, and they're starting to talk about how they believe in the natural holistic approach, and they're using a drug to achieve the natural holistic approach. That's absurd.
It is. It really is. Well, that's why the real healers, they don't necessarily have a naturopathic label. They don't necessarily not. I mean, the thing is, you got to look to the individual. That's why we're not collectivists. But there are naturopaths, and I'll be at the American Naturopathic Medical Association in the desert in Vegas later in the summer, and they're cool. They're really holistic. But when we come back, we'll find out about the glutathione and coffee enemas.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've got news on the glutathione front or backside, Super Don. Evidently, you did you do the research on the break that you found out that you remember with the 700% issue from Mark D?
Yeah, Mark D shot us a message saying that he got that information from the Gerson Institute, so I looked it up and I found a reference to that from Gerson.
Okay, and they were referencing something at the University of Minnesota, and let's get Dr. Vitar to comment on this because it's kind of like, it's not exactly glutathione, but it says that coffee administered rectally also stimulates an enzyme system in the liver called glutathione S transferase by 600 to 700% above normal activity level. So what does that indicate, Dr. Vitar?
The glutathione S transferase is a major enzyme that is related to the production of glutathione, but glutathione S transferase is actually one of the when we're looking at the detoxigenomics, we're looking at one of these genetic pathway anomalies that we've talked about where the polymorphisms exist that allow for the predisposition for the inability to excrete. So you've got the COMT lesion, for example, in autistic kids or Alzheimer's patients, the APOE, methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme. The deficiency there will prevent the person from methylation. The glutathione S transferase is one of those type of things that prevents prevents the body from forming enough glutathione. So if you have a plus minus, if you're a heterozygous polymorphism on glutathione S transferase, that means that your body, it's like living one kidney. You can still function fine, but it's going to have a slight predisposition for the inability to make enough glutathione. If you're a homozygous plus plus, which means you have a polymorphism in both alleles from both parents, excuse me, that means that you've got a major issue that you can't produce enough glutathione S transferase, which means you can't produce enough glutathione. So the increase of glutathione S transferase is I can see the correlation that they made. It's not really a direct correlation with increasing glutathione, but it is increasing the enzyme that's responsible or that allows the body to make more glutathione. So by increasing it 700%, that's a pretty significant increase in that enzyme system, which would then allow the body to make more glutathione. So that's a reasonable inference to make. It's not accurate, but it's
right.
Understandable where they put that.
So, Super Don, if I send you to the Gerson Clinic, does that mean you're in?
No, nothing is in. Nothing is going in.
Nothing is going in
anywhere. No.
Okay.
What if the Gerson Clinic says that to you with a smile on their face and saying, "We need you to set them up because we love you." How's that? Would that make
them? They've already said that to him. They have. They do love him there. They want him bad.
I appreciate that, guys. Come on, jeez.
Lighten up on Super D. He's quitting smoking. All right, go easy on him. All right, so there was a follow-up on the oncology story, and there was a link to a University of Adelaide study, 2011 in Australia. It said more than 50% of men diagnosed with cancer in Australia are turning to CAM therapies to find a cure or improve their health. So the Aussies are a little bit more awake, too.
Yeah, and that was 5 years ago. In fact, I spoke at the University of Adelaide in 2012, a year later.
Wow, were you well received, or did they throw kookaburras at you?
No, actually, they had to change the venue 3 different times, and finally they set it up at the University of Adelaide because there just wasn't enough room, and even then it was standing room only, and they had people on the aisleways. It was actually pretty wild.
I wonder if you tried to go back now with that kind of information, like our friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She was just wanting to go on vacation there. And they basically said, no, you can't come to Australia because you might talk about vaccines in a way we don't approve of.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you didn't know about this?
I didn't know that.
About a year ago. No. She was going to go on their vacation. She was going to do a couple of small lectures. You know, some people there that know of her said, hey, come and talk to this group here and there. And it became an international sensation of how the outraged skepducks and pro-vaccine cultists tried to get her banned from coming to Australia, and they succeeded. And she was just wanting to go down there on vacation, really.
Wow. Well, yeah. I've got a lot of patients from Australia, and a lot of them listen to our show, too.
Yeah, they haven't banned that, have they? I know they're not scrambling our signal there. Schubert, find a way around the scramble.
I've probably got over 3, maybe almost 4 dozen patients from Australia.
Wow, nice. Well, we do love our Aussie listeners. We love our Kiwi listeners down under as well. And one day we'll be coming to you. Maybe do some live broadcasts from down under. I still would like to do that. I've done one years ago. I did a live broadcast from Thailand, of all places, from the middle of the night to the daytime. Crazy stuff we've done over the years here. We're out of time, folks. Advanced Medicine kicks off the week in style. Super D's kicking something off his plate or out of his mouth. Yeah, that's right. We'll keep checking with him every day. Dr. Bitar, let them know what they need to know.
But the power to heal is absolutely yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.